I talked to Larry H. Vader.
Is he still alive?
No, he's not alive.
He was a dead.
I had to hold a seance to bring him back and to find out that he really couldn't help. Although he did, you know, his best.
He helped as much. He helped as much as the Ouija board would spell out for you.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. It said ruined is all. Because I'm spelling out ruined.
You think if Fatty ever died, we'd be able to like get a petition to add the burp to a Ouija board? You know how you have the yes and the no next to all the letters? It's like maybe we could, right? Fatty, if you ever die, just let everyone know that you will replace the yes with a burp.
And so, if he dies, an international internet celebrity should be recognized on the DI Plus celebrity death phone, right. Which you can call 2x2 DI Plus.
Right, unless, of course, he's murdered, which that doesn't count. Oh, gosh. But no, you couldn't get rid of the no, because, you know, from beyond, even he would want to go, no!
They would just keep pointing at no.
No! No!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It said ruined is all, because I'm spelling out ruined.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1089 of the BFO for Righty! The 30th of March, 2012, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we still got more voice letters, and I got a few more Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem, led by CBB.
Hi, everyone. I hope your far-righty is going well, y'all. As you can tell, because of the playing of the Bulgarian National Anthem, y'all, it is the last day, Shalom Alakay, of the month, the last show of the month of March. Y'all, I can't believe the year is already 25% over, dear sweet Gussie McMussy. And y'all... it's just gonna get busier and busier, y'all. I'm looking at my schedule over the next couple of months, and y'all, it's just filling up. It's filling up quickly, and y'all, it'll be here before you know it. It'll absolutely be here before you know it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that old E. Pluribus. E. Pluribus Stone. Yes, Big Freddy. And old Daniel B. Bieber. And y'all, they were talking about something about Big Fatty dying, y'all. I don't know what it is, you know, but evidently they want the belching to continue. Big Fatty, please, they're not around it all the time. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I went to lunch today, Thursday, with Miss Kitty. And y'all, I have shamed her into going to lunch. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, y'all. I had a giant solid, and it had ham and bacon and cheese on it. I did not get the hard-boiled eggs, because, y'all, you know, when you pass those, it just smells like you've just dropped a coil. Big Fatty, please! And no tomatoes either. No, Big Freddy, we know you don't like those damn tomatoes. But y'all, it was just delicious. I got a almost no-fat vinaigrette on my salad. And y'all, Miss Kitty, had a very interesting, lunch today. He is on a slightly different version of the paleo diet than Big Fatty is. Y'all, he had a bowl of the baked potato soup with the cheese and bacon and all. And then for his entree, he had a hot fudge brownie with a big scoop of ice cream and chocolate sauce on it. Big Fatty, please. It sounds like something you used to eat. Dear sweet. It sounds like, you know what, Big Fatty? That sounds like something you'd have if you were celebrating exiting your birth canal. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know that the celebrations of exiting the birth canal have been all screwed up all week long, but y'all, that's just too bad. Too damn bad, y'all. It's just too damn bad. By the way, y'all, I said to old Max Power, that's the other half of the turnip head, I said, Max Power, you make sure you give the turnip head a spanking for not letting me know ahead of time of your celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, he said, yes, Big Freddy, that's not a problem. Happy to do it. So the turnip head's in for a fun weekend. Big Freddy, don't you know it? But y'all, we have got a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, the first one is today. And y'all, it's for somebody that is never, I can guarantee to you, this person has never listened to an episode of the BFO, so they'll never know that I've congratulated them. Y'all, is that bloated lesbian Madge Weinstein? And y'all, you know, she's militant, and y'all, I'm sure she exited the birth canal with a chip on her shoulder. Big Fatty, please. We don't need to hear about chips and birth canals. Big damn gussy. But y'all, as militant as that Madge Weinstein is, y'all, our next celebration is Tamari, the 31st, y'all. And it is the sweet, one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And y'all, it is that John Ong, Ching Chong, John Ong. Big Fatty, that's just so racist. You know, he lives out there I think it's in the Kansas City. So nice they named it twice, with that Greg B that likes to ride on the choo-choo train. And, John Ong, we hope that you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Madge, if you listened, I'd say the same thing to you. Why, Big Freddy, John, I didn't listen to you either. You're just delirious. You're delirious to think that these people want to hear this just bull. Big Freddy.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Woodland Magnudo. I have, an act. Poodle McNoodle question.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't remember what the damn Poodle McNoodle asked. Big Freddy, you're supposed to remember these things. Just play something lovely, please. Just lovely.
Since we are playing on the troll something, I was curious to know you better. So here's my question, or my questions. What is your sexual preference? Is it girls, women, male, or both? And what do you do when Big Fatty is at the coal mine? Do you give parties at the love chamber? Or do you just rest? Or do you sew? Or maybe you're the cleaner in the fat cave? So I enjoy playing with you. And so thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, I'll tell you what, that crazy Mexican can come up with some interesting questions. Poodle McNoodle, Hat M wants to know if you, when I'm at the coal mine, if you, have parties in the lav chamber, or do you rest, or do you sew? Because we know you don't clean. Big Manny! Are those my only three choices, dear Gussie? And he also wants to know what your sexual pro big fatty sex is a four letter word. It's a four letter word for me. It's just boff. Oh no, I'll leave that up to you, big fatty. You bring home the bacon and then you pork around me. Anyway, had him. I don't think you're going to get much out of Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, you got that right. Although he does, he did say that he enjoyed playing with you. Big Fatty, it almost sounds as vulgar when he says it as when you say it. Dear Gussie.
That, Peter G, it's the Faye driver. Now, the reason that your car seems to read full longer on the high side than it does on the low side of the halfway mark is because in your tank there is a sensor, or there could be more than one sensor, that measures how much fuel is in the tank. This might be a float that floats with the level of fuel in the tank. It could also be an electronic sensor that measures what the level is of the liquid in the tank. And what happens is when you fill your car up, you fill the tank up full, and then you probably fill up some gas into the filler neck as well. Especially if you're one of those people who likes to keep filling after the pump clicks off. So the sensor in your tank only goes up so high, and it cannot, quite often you will put in more fuel than what the sensor can detect. Like it fills up to the top of the tank and you get a little bit of fuel going up the filler neck, so you actually have more gas in your tank than your sensor can detect. So you're driving around for quite a period of time with and you're burning off the gas essentially that's up in the filler neck and at the top of the tank, which is why it'll be a bit of a duration of time before the sensor will actually sense when the fuel starts to get lower. The other issue that can occur is a mathematical problem where in some cases there's more than one sensor in the tank and the system averages out the two or more readings that it gets from all of the sensors inside your tank. And this can create a mathematical variation where when the tank is full, the numbers are big, the average is big, so it shows a lot of fuel in the tank. And as the tank gets less full, the averages of the numbers become smaller and some might argue more accurate. So that's why it appears that the tank gets lower quicker on the low side of the halfway mark. There you go. That's the Faye driver's take on fuel in your tank.
Big Fatty, all I want to do is go out and get tanked after listening to that. I hope that Peter G appreciated it. I know you appreciated having some content for a change. Dear Gussie, y'all. It's all the Mexicans. The Mexicans are coming out of the woodwork today. Dear sweet Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. A glorious day it is here in Bris Vegas. The sun's shining. There is actually a massive storm cloud on the horizon, but I'm ignoring that. The sun is shining right now. It's a balmy, I don't know, 24 degrees, maybe 22 degrees, probably 24. There's a crow in the tree. I'm about to buy a massive bucket of potato gems or potato wedges. I'm not sure what yet. And I'm not sure what the correct name for those is in America, where you name everything bizarro, incorrect names. But anyway, I thought I would call and make sure your listener line is kept alive. Okay, this is Scotty. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is the little Aussie battler down there from the future, where it's already almost. Oh, big Freddy, what are you doing? Y'all, everything has fallen. It's falling apart. Big Freddy, what else is new? And y'all, by the way, Scotty sent me a picture of the potatoes that he got, and y'all, it is indeed the potato wedges. Yes, Big Freddy. Do we have any other Mexican calls? I don't think this next one is Mexican. No, Big Freddy, thank goodness. Yes.
Oh, hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. I just wanted to call and talk to Cooter McDoodle. If you could just pass this message on, please. Regarding the book she's writing, wanted to get in on that contest for the title, and my title would be as follows. Fatty Dearest, My Life on the Shit Fist. Now, I know that your hearing sucks, so let me repeat that. Fatty Dearest, My Life on the Shit Fist. Okay, hope it works. Good night, everybody. Thanks for calling.
Big Freddy, you hope and pray to hydrogen that you don't get another call from Mexico, and then you get that. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Well, I've got a granny report for you, y'all. Granny was bedridden on Wednesday night, y'all, and she just wasn't feeling up for the horror meeting, so we're postponing that till next week. Well, she was evidently feeling good enough to watch The Survivor last night, so that's a good sign. And then she did go to work on Thursday morning, but y'all, she was only there for 3.5 hours. It was like, I'm exhausted. So thank goodness she was smart enough to head on home and and get some bed rest. Anyway. But he said that he felt fine, and anyway, y'all, I expect that we'll probably see him out of the sometime this weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I had a couple of more phone calls that came in late on Thursday afternoon, y'all. Just couldn't get through them. But I thought it was important to get a granny update out there, because I know many of you are concerned about that. Y'all, don't forget Sunday is the first day of the month. Shalom alakay. And y'all, maybe you can come up with some trickery for your friends or something like that, because y'all, everybody loves a good old April Puffool's joke, except I believe those people in Walnut Hills. How can you celebrate it, E Pluribus, huh?
It said ruined is all, because I'm spelling it ruined.
Well, that's every day here, 5 days a week, 20 minutes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.